Hello, everybody. Brandon Utley with Go for Launch here. And today I wanted to share another good tool for remote working called YAC, YAC.com. I believe it's an acronym for Yell Across Cubicles. That was the original intent of this application. And essentially, what it is once you sign up, you get a small application that sits on your desktop or your laptop computer, or you can use their mobile app. And in either case, you click a button and you can send a short audio message to one or more of your teammates. So that could be people that you work with or others that you form a group with. The interesting thing about YAC, in my opinion, is that it really capitalizes on what is known as asynchronous communication. Now, when you're in an office with other people physically, which many of us are not now due to the coronavirus, you have synchronous meetings all the time. You have physical meetings where everybody's supposed to be there in the same room at the same time. You have people dropping in on you and you have to stop what you're doing and sync up with them. You know, synchronous. In other words, you have to be on the same time frame as everybody else, 9 to 5 or whatever else. But these days with remote working, asynchronous communication is sort of the name of the game. That means that right now I'm working. I could be working on a project, or I could be recording this podcast, or I could be out walking the dogs, doing the dishes, running to the store to try to find some toilet paper, whatever it happens to be. But if you're my teammate and you're across the country or in another part of the world and you need something from me, if it's not urgent, then you could leave me a message. You could Slack me and I can get back to you at my convenience. In other words, asynchronously. So we're not having to sync up, but we're going to get work done over time. I like YAC because it's a little bit like a modern version of the walkie-talkie. Whereas with the typical walkie-talkie, you sort of expect the person to answer back immediately. But what I found refreshing about YAC is you can leave a message and then knowing that that person may get back to you, you know, within a few minutes, or it may take them a day. But if you start to train yourself not to bombard with people with a bunch of emails that they feel obligated to look at, or even Slack messages that people feel, you know, sort of semi-urgency to get back to, YAC is a great way to sort of leave those less important but still somewhat important messages with your colleagues back and forth. So I encourage you to check it out, YAC.com, YAC, and it is also free right now during the corona pandemic. Once again, I'm Brandon Utley with GoForLaunch.io. If you have any questions or comments, please go over to anchor.fm/Brandon Utley. You can actually leave me a voice comment there asynchronously, and if I like it, I can include it on a future episode of the Brandon Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time.